All right, we are in the land of Dallas.
Welcome.
How you doing, Dallas? Man?
Doing well.
Very cool. Well, everybody knows the guy on the right. That's Christian, little guru, Leansberger.
Of course.
And you are?
I'm Mokas Ravi. I'm the group manager for Dallas.
Outstanding. So before we get into what this is, people know Christian from Channel 9, and he's now really employed by Microsoft, and this is the stuff you've been working on.
Yeah. I'm in Microsoft.
Well, nice. So this is your project. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been
it's
PMing.
Our project, right?
Oh, it's...
Certainly.
We have been working hard on the project.
Been doing an incredible job, that's right.
Outstanding, man. Christian's doing good work, or what?
He is absolutely incredible. I don't know where the project could be without him, to be honest.
Really?
I mean, like one of the... If there was ever a key Microsoft hire,
yeah,
this guy's it.
Right on, man. Way to go, buddy. So, let's talk about this. What exactly is Dallas?
You know, to put it at its simplest, it's really an information marketplace, right? But let's just call it what it is. It's an iTunes for data. Okay. It's a place where any developer can come in and get information to power just about any application, right? Whether let's say you want to build the next great Windows Mobile application or even iPhone app, where I can completely cross-platform through the cloud for dinner and a show, right? Yeah. Where do you go get this information? Where do you go get the maps, the reviews, the restaurant hours, the theater show times? Well, today the answer is through four or five different content providers with multi-million dollar data sets. Mm. Right, and especially in this economy, the putting attorneys on a plane is the deployment model for these things just aren't scaling. Not for the content provider and certainly not for the smaller developer who actually wants that information. Yeah. And furthermore,
if you're like an iPhone developer, you want to pay like a few million dollars just to get
exactly
that,
for your name.
The movie, right?
Exactly.
It's just not working.
Totally. And so, what Dallas tries to do is it's the consistent way to actually get access to any kind of information.
Yeah.
Blob, structured, real-time web services.
Mm.
So whether you want to make a quick call to, say, Associated Press to get real-time news around you, consistent APIs, Atom Pub down.
Yeah.
Databases standard from the U.S. government, from NASA, from United Nations, right? So imagery from National Geographic, demographic information. I mean, just basically partnered with tier one content providers and the federal government and public domain data to really create, let's call it the true UDDI for web services, right?
Excellent.
I mean, this is basically getting to how do I discover, acquire, provision, and use this content on any platform.
Beautiful.
Powered by the Windows Azure platform.
Excellent. And we, just to take people back, a year ago we had this conversation with Steve Marks over before Azure was announced.
That's
people
right.
didn't know it was, still Red Dog, which was a cool name. We talked about, wow, this is really great. How do people find services? Let's say I want to just be a developer. I want to be a cloud service developer. I'm going to build my business by designing cloud services that people can consume.
Yeah,
that's the business model. How do people find me?
That's
Dallas.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
And there's actually, it's really easy. If I'm a developer and I want to like use the data, what I do is I actually go to the developer portal and sign up there, create my account, which is like easy, and a few details about you. Then you go to the website, you get like a catalog, and there you see all the different data sets that we provide. Click on a link, accept the EULA, and you're in.
Cool.
Next thing you do is like you have the you created a subscription for the data set, click on the subscription, and you get the visual experience where you actually can build the query, which means like all the parameters that we expose like are there, like the text fields or list boxes where you can select the values, you get short help about each of these parameters, you can click invoke, get the results.
Excellent.
And you see on the page even the query that we built, because everything is REST-based, which means you it's all the URL, right? Everything is in the URL. And you're ready to go, right?
And actually, just one other piece to add on that. One of the coolest pieces on Dallas is absolutely you can consume these REST-based APIs on any platform.
Yeah.
We make it as easy as copy and pasting.
Mm-hmm.
But for every service in Dallas, we actually give you a C# object model. So don't even bother writing the XML and the web service request.
Yeah, parsing and everything.
Exactly,
right?
Stuffing a token in the header, you just get it for free. To the point where it's literally two lines of code, as you've seen in the keynotes and in our sessions, to consume data services in any app.
Yeah,
beautiful. So obviously, this needs to be searchable.
Of course.
So of course it is.
Of course.
And obviously, this has to be stored in some sort of database structure, so you're using SQL Azure.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
We do right on, SQL which Azure. Is also announced at the
That's
keynote.
Right. That's right.
We do even a little bit more. We also use like Windows Azure Blob Store for storing data. For example, if you use some of our services with images, and we actually figured out, well, we want to store them in Blob Store because
That's
it's right. more convenient for us, right? It's also easier.
That's right. But putting the metadata in SQL
yeah,
Azure database
exactly.
so we can actually query and then get the blob. You're really using the best of both worlds
yeah.
with Windows Azure. And of course, everything, the portal, the APIs, the services themselves, all live within Windows Azure.
That's true.
So it's kind of cool. I mean, Dallas is basically part of the Windows Azure platform
built on
the Windows Azure platform.
Excellent.
All up.
Well, hey, come on, brass tacks. What was the experience like? I mean, Windows Azure is only a year old.
Yeah.
So you guys are like, really bleeding edge. What's it been like programming on it?
Well, actually, programming on it is, in the beginning, it's kind of straightforward because mm-hmm. what I did is actually I just built a local ASP.NET website or web services. And then what we actually did, and then we migrated over time into Windows Azure. So what I did is like what we created is like some kind of web roles. And created a project, clicked on the publish button, and uploaded the whole thing into Windows Azure, and that's it. I mean,
excellent.
It's actually straightforward. The deployment is kind of easy, and also like building applications for it is actually really easy.
That's right. And one of the other key things that we did was, you probably don't see it from around my office because we've moved a lot of those, but we had mini data centers everywhere. little server here for the database, a little server there for the compute. And it was, we were joking that we were geolocated, right? Because
nice.
Half the data was everywhere. But it's unbelievable how quickly it becomes unmanageable.
Yeah.
So I don't know where we'd be without actually relying on scale and instancing and scale out
yeah,
across Windows Azure and SQL Azure.
What you easily forget when you use Windows Azure is like, I can like spin up 200 instances, right?
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
like 200
that's right.
PCs, but right? It's like, bam, there mm-hmm. it is, right? So it's really fast, really easy, and I do like that.
That's right. Yeah. When we did the bug bash, just spike. I mean, it's as easy as changing a config file.
Yeah.
We don't have to go find new boxes to hook up and replicate. So it's been an amazing experience.
Totally. Yeah. Well, the power of virtualization, and of course, you have David Cutler and company writing the base OS
exactly.
that runs all this stuff.
That's right.
So. We have to ask, right? I mean, why did you name it Dallas? You name it after a city? What's going on here?
That's actually a great point. I mean, you want to take it?
No, just go for it.
So, you always need a code name for these projects, and we were looking at, what do we name an information marketplace, right? And so we went with, what is the first structured, organized mall that was in the U.S., and it turned out that wasn't actually in Dallas. So there we go, code name Dallas.
Excellent. So it's a mall for data.
That's right.
It
truly is. A brokerage business and information as a service.
Now, this is interesting because, of course, the technical fellow of your group, mm-hmm. Dave Campbell, at least one of them, sorry,
that's
to
right.
The other one that's out there.
Peter.
So the thing I'm trying to ask is data, and what he's talking about in his PDC talk is the notion of data everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And data doesn't come in the same format.
That's right.
So you guys are essentially, when you get this data from various number of sources, you probably have to do some work to put it into a sort of a standardized format.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because you're not, again, data comes in very different flavors. What's that process like, and how do you do it?
Actually, that's a great point because it leads into the call to action, not just for developers to start consuming this content, but imagine you've built a great web service. Wouldn't you like to onboard that with Dallas to get global reach, right? Global Microsoft sales behind that sucker to get actually, and again, more than just developers. Anything in Dallas automatically hooks into SQL and Office, so that data becomes immediately available for the information worker who's looking to analyze it, do BI, do reporting, that sort of thing.
Nice.
And absolutely, the magic that happens, I mean, the secret sauce is through association engines and really a plug-in architecture that abstracts away what that storage is.
Mm.
So we build completely on WCF REST right now. We're looking at the Astoria metadata to actually enable not just REST-based queries, but full database queries on top of the content as well in a structured fashion. And again, leveraging everything the Windows Azure platform has for blobs to be able to get efficiency when we're dealing with, large videos, imagery, and that sort of thing. Like the NASA, I mean, we've got a terabyte of NASA imagery.
Nice.
Where do you store that? How do you efficiently query that?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do is literally the onboarding becomes, give us the content, we do the partnership around, the pricing, the use cases, things that a content provider wants to control for that data.
Okay.
And once that's in place, we actually take care of plugging you into the Microsoft Marketplace, Pinpoint, which is also announced at PDC, as well as the foundation and the mm-hmm. GUI to actually get you the Surface Explorer interface, mm-hmm. the abstractions over the data, and the queries that you want to actually build developers and IWs for.
Excellent.
So it's exactly completely taking the friction out of bringing this content to the Azure platform.
That's awesome. Now, I mean, what were some of the challenges? Right.
Well, the challenges are actually it's the data itself, right? I mean, the data comes in so many different formats and mm-hmm. fashions and whatever, right? So, and we had to actually figure out how to properly, like, turn it into these feeds, right? So that's a lot of work that we had to do to make sure, like, everything is, like, easy to consume and looks the same to the user. Mm. But I think it's worth it. So that, in my opinion, that was one of the biggest challenges
really
that
was.
I had, at least that we had in, like, turning it into services and everything.
Sure.
And, yeah, other than that, I think it was kind of straightforward. Right?
It was. And I think another challenge that, you know, again, this is why we're really looking forward to community feedback.
Yes.
As developers use this. You know, we're announcing really an alpha of the service that's only going to get better based on people saying, you know, I wish I could analyze the data in this way,
yeah.
or, you know, build up my REST API in this fashion, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe drop downs or maybe other pivots on
or
it.
Or maybe they say something like, well, you exposed it, but I don't know. I never used it, right?
Exactly.
I mean, something
that's
I can't use because I'm like, I'm in the field, you know, I'm doing it each day, I use this data. But how you expose it's not valid to me, but there's this, you know, that's mm-hmm. what I need. That would be a great query, right?
That's a great point. So what if we add crime without actually, like, geo-boundaries,
yeah.
for instance, right? Mm. Wouldn't that suggest that to us? And we will actually go work with the content provider to make sure that, you know, the marketplace is richer and richer.
So let me ask you this. I mean, in some sense, well, in an obvious sense, data's dynamic.
That's right.
Movie times change, restaurants change, they close, they open, they change their menu. I mean, but they're generating data at the source. So if they generate data at the source as in a format that is different than the destination at Dallas, you have to have real-time data translation, which you have built.
Yes.
So as soon as I change something as one of these providers, I can be guaranteed there's not going to be a long delay before it shows up to my customers.
You got it. That's absolutely
beautiful, man. That's really impressive.
Yeah, it's really, it's also really awesome, man. I mean, I really like that because that's how, I mean, you don't want to deal with that, right? You're a developer. You want to build your application, right? You want to ship it and you want to have a great experience for the users, right? So
mm-hmm.
you want the data, right?
So exactly. And
we should take care of that, right?
Oh, exactly. And another key thing is, you know, if you're building a solid business on top of this, because, again, it's easy to start on top of data, but what happens when you actually want to build this thing and
mm-hmm.
ship it and sell it? One of the big things that we actually free you up from is revenue reporting to the actual content provider. Microsoft's tracking every single, you know, usage in the system, so you don't have to. You don't have to roll up revenue reports based on your apps to 5-6 different content providers.
Yeah.
So really, technology innovation as well as business innovation in this.
So developers are incredibly creative people. They're artists, right?
Absolutely.
Developing is our craft.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that immediately comes to mind is writing an application where I take any number of Dallas, related
mm-hmm.
Dallas data
mm-hmm.
sources, and I can just bundle them up into my own pivot on
them. Right.
And then I want to supply that as a data service in Dallas.
That's right.
That's nothing prevents me from doing that. In fact, you encourage that.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's actually the point. It's a canvas, right? Just build
beautiful,
this up.
Man. And these are just the building blocks.
Mash it up.
Well, the NASA one's a great example, right?
Yeah.
You take the NASA imagery, you combine that with, I don't know, make a call out to some Terra server or Sky server, your other data, munge it all up, put it back and go, here's your view on a certain part of the galaxy, or here's
yeah.
a view on a certain part
That's
of the
right.
universe. Very beautiful stuff. Now, in terms of cost,
yes.
right? I mean, nothing can be free. What does this cost me as a developer, right?
So as a developer right now, everything that you see on Dallas in the CTP is a free trial.
Okay.
And of course, you know, we're not going to charge for publicly available data. So things
mm-hmm.
like, you know, the NASA content, the data.gov
sure.
content,
mm-hmm.
United Nations, those will continue to be free.
Mm-hmm.
As we flush out basically the fundamental business model around Dallas, but you know, the key thing I want to point out is
mm-hmm.
it's the democratization of data that we really try to value on this. It's not the core. I mean, the brokerage is a necessary evil to make sure that, you know, we get the premium content to be
mm-hmm.
part of this marketplace that
mm-hmm.
developers can build on. But don't expect massive, you know, surcharges for consuming this
yeah.
content when we actually unveil pricing. I think at Mix, when we actually unveil, you know, pricing for the various content providers and the flexible options, I think a lot of developers will be pleased, especially if you've ever licensed premium content before. I think it'll be an eye-opener.
Well, the numbers that you just said, I mean, like a $4 billion disk and a $900 billion disk, I mean, it's data, man.
Exactly. That's right. And that's the fundamental building block. I mean, we give you CPU virtualized, we give you storage, we give you a database. Now it's the next tier. Where do you go for the content to actually power your application? The enabling web services.
And so UDDI, since we use that as, you know, clearly as an analogy only, how does that work exactly in the sense that I create one of these services and, or actually I come to Dallas and I'm trying to find something that makes sense for my particular application that I'm writing. Yes, I can do a search, whatever. Right. But UDDI was a little bit different than that, of course. I mean, it's sort of this grand idea of being able to find, you know, services anywhere. As soon as they come online, somehow they appear to me, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It was an interesting idea. What happens when new services come online that are related to what I'm already doing? Is there some intelligent way that I can be notified that, hey, you're using this service, something else, two or three other things came online that you may also be interested on? So it's kind of taking that Amazon model and applying it to your marketplace.
It's actually a great point, and I think we're gonna get into this. Actually, I think there are sessions at PDC on this as well.
Sure.
By leveraging Pinpoint as basically the marketplace piece for this, there's a syndication experience that's possible, right? So we have rich grouping. For instance, if you were building on traffic, you want to build a simple traffic application to figure out patterns and maybe site planning, those sorts of things. As content becomes available tagged with those category IDs, that can actually be syndicated to you as a developer or with your application to be able to get a programmatic purchasing experience. Mm. So, but again, you know, in the way that we're different from UDDI, we really scoped it to make sure we actually got the core foundation right before we expand. So, you know, how do we deal with data, web services, you know, real-time information, static information? And once we have that core model right, we'll choose to expand out.
I think we have it definitely on the radar, right?
To make sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. And so this is nice because it really... You know, we announced Azure last year. We announced it with, you know, what did we call it last year? .NET services,
yes.
Right? Service bus, and these things we're going to give you to build applications on. But this is actually kind of more consumer-friendly, more, you know, broad in who you're reaching as developers. So rather than continue talking and me, you know, coming up, fumbling, asking questions, let's take a look at something.
Absolutely.
Can we do that?
Yeah, let's go over to a demo.
Right on. True Channel 9 style.
That's right.
Questions asked in real time and aborted in real time.
That's right. Okay. So, got a good view?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. So here we're actually on the landing page for Dallas. And, you know, as a developer, when you sign in with your Live ID account, you're given a default key. This is, again, want to note, this is your private key, and this is what you're going to use inside your application to communicate with Dallas. Think of it as basically the secret handshake, right? That every time an API is called, this is kind of what we track in terms of how data is consumed.
Okay.
And so if you go over to the catalog tab here, you can see, I mean, the impressive array of content providers that we've actually partnered with to make this stuff available. So CitySearch, for instance, for reviews. NASA, of course, for all the great Mars imagery. All the content in data.un.org, so basically all the United Nations content across the world. InfoUSA for premium demographics, ESRI, risk metrics for financial, Veriplace for real-time location cell phone tracking, Weather Central, you know, for obviously for weather, First American, again, going after worldwide tier one leaders in any of the given data domains. And of course, you know, we can keep on scrolling. You can see NAFTEC, a ton of NAFTEC, everything from 3D models to core points of interest that you can build inside your applications. And again, potentially match them up with, say, Topo, National Geographic Topo Maps. Maybe you want to build a hike app, right? Wouldn't it be great to actually have mapping to maybe restaurants around it to the actual hike
and
path
crime,
itself?
Right.
Exactly. Data.gov.
You want to hike with.
Yeah.
And so instead of just actually scrolling all this, why don't we jump into, you know, my subscriptions?
Great.
You know, so here you can see I've subscribed, for instance, to Associated Press for real-time news, data.gov for crime, and again, some of the 3D imagery on from NASA for the Mars imagery. And, you know, let's just jump into a particular data set. So you can see I've subscribed. These are all the free trials. And again, this is the Service Explorer that we were talking about, to where, you know, content is basically self-describing. You could read documentation, or you can actually just explore the APIs programmatically here, or actually through a visual interface here. And I just want to jump into another data set to show you, you know, same experience. That was real-time data from Associated Press. Here is data stored in SQL Azure Database, right? Mm-hmm. Same consistent experience. And again, let's just actually run a preview too. So here, beautiful table view of all that content. I can look at it in Atom. I can look at it in Raw. I can actually invoke that XML. Mm. And again, this is consuming quite a bit of content, delivering it out.
So when you hit invoke, invoke, what are you invoking?
Actually, great point. Christian, you want to talk
about
that?
When you actually click invoke, it only took a little while, but when you click invoke, what happens actually is the query that you built there, like visually, that's what gets invoked and gives you back the XML result. So it's actually, instead of, you could do the preview, which gives you similar experience, gives you a table view and everything, but if you want to get like the real data, like, you know, the real XML feed, you want to like start playing with it, you click the invoke button and it gives you that. And you could even say, like, what you see down there, it says Atom 1.0. You could also say you want to invoke, like, the raw format, or, like, if other formats are
present. What about SOAP, man?
What?
Just kidding.
All right. Yeah, that's right.
So, all right, so Atom, nice.
That's right. I do want to show a couple of cool things. So, absolutely, you can copy and paste this to, you know, build it within any app. If you want to build an iPhone app, if you want to build a Silverlight app, just copy and paste this and issue the REST APIs. But for every service in Dallas, again, we give you an object model that actually, it's a proxy class to the service.
Nice.
And so, you know, here what I've done is, this is a new WPF application, right? Or, Windows Forms application. And literally with two lines of code, after dragging and dropping the proxy class here, I can hit F5, and you'll see that basically, there it is. There's all the content for a query that I just issued. And the way this works is, I'm passing in my account key. Again, this is your developer key, and this little piece here, which basically abstracts away, you know, how we do unique user ID management to really scale from I'm a small developer with one application to I am Virtual Earth, where I'm Search, and I've got millions of users. And finally, this is just basically taking the grid view and the data source and binding it to the service invocation.
Wow.
It's that easy.
Nice.
And so that's awesome.
Now imagine you built the link provider for it.
Bart Smith's probably already done it, man. He probably doesn't even know about this project.
That's right.
Cool.
You know, one other fun piece in terms of the demo, I want to show that, you know, this is a developer-focused piece in terms of how you can start building these APIs. But notice this Analyze button. Again, you'll find this for the web services that are actually in Dallas. With one click, what I'm doing is launching the Power Pivot environment, which was also announced at PDC, where you can do rich in-memory BI directly within Excel through this integration. So
just to say that when we talked about that on Channel 9, just to keep people up to speed, it was still codenamed.
That's
and
right.
The code name was Gemini.
That's right.
That's true.
So now it has a super cool name.
Yeah,
what was it again?
Power Pivot.
Power Pivot.
Yeah.
That's right.
This is beautiful, right?
I mean, yeah. Wow.
What a great way for developers to try to understand what kind of content there is and how to pivot on this, as well as you can imagine the information worker.
Yeah.
I could have had actually my Excel data, say my restaurants, and trying to figure out, you know, how do I pair this up with this content in the cloud?
Yeah, you could have like your own private data, you know, kind of like, I had so many guests coming to my restaurant, and then you paired with data from, like, that shows you new businesses or something, and you're like, oh, I had, like, a spike there. What happened, you know?
Totally.
So you could, like, join multiple sets that Dallas provides, right? I mean,
totally. Well, I mean, in some sense, if you're going to provide one of these services, you want to know who's using it.
Yeah.
That's right. There is one other piece that's actually might be interesting, and so we have ACS integration that's also, you know, imagine...
ACS, can you elaborate?
Sure, absolutely. So this is the .NET Services Access Control Service.
Cool.
To be able to do things like take this information, again, do federated identity to actually have on-prem and off-prem capabilities on Dallas as well.
Nice.
And that's, again, a one checkbox away to be able to get that for any of the tokens that you create within Dallas.
Very nice, man.
And so, and again, of course, we'll be rolling out the access reports for how your applications are using data. Billing will obviously come in post the CTP once we introduce those concepts. But again, big call to action here.
OpenCTP, get your invitation code, and start. We want your feedback.
So they got their invitation codes at PDC.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
So, you know, just like for Azure last year, a lot of people got invitation codes and started playing around with it.
That's right.
I mean, clearly, I mean, the moral of the story is Azure is really evolving.
Yes,
to, that's, you know,
true.
Fulfilling the promise of being, you know, a services platform.
That's correct.
Absolutely. Yes.
And this certainly really helps there. So, anyway, I guess conclusions. How about some conclusions? What's the conclusion for today? I like conclusions, man, because it kind of will bring everything back to basically where we started. So, Codename Dallas.
Codename Dallas.
Well, I would say one conclusion is, you know, we learned a lot from the promise of UDDI, to be honest. We basically have a discovery model for web services, for content. And really, I would say that's one of the biggest pieces, is Microsoft is in the market for information and really a brokerage business and delivering on that old promise of UDDI, discoverable
content.
Yeah.
That's like, for me, the biggest takeaway is like consuming data can be easy.
That's right.
I think that's the big thing, right? I mean, create applications, don't care, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just take the data, it's always just, it's the same format, it's a standard format, use it, build the application on top of it.
Compose on top of it.
Compose.
Compose this stuff because it's uniform structure.
Or even, you know, if you're not a developer, go there, click the analyze button, mash up your data.
That's a great point. That's right.
Right on.
It's easy, right?
Awesome, guys. Well, hey, great work.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely,
this is fantastic.
Yeah, it's
you
fun.
Can tell we're passionate about this. We're
absolutely. And it's actually great to see what little Gru's actually been up to, man. Very,
I couldn't
very
tell,
cool.
Right?
No,
tell.
All right. You wouldn't even tell me when I saw it. I was like,
it's,
what are you doing anyway? I was like, oh, I can't talk about it. He hasn't learned that you can tell other Microsoft employees. But I like that. That's good.
That's fantastic.
Right on, man. Great to meet you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys again.
Absolutely.
Cheers.
Bye.